Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet C.K. Williams, born Newark, 1936, good basketball player, 6'5", recruited to play in college. And then, trying to impress a girl, he wrote a poem, and she was actually impressed. And so he decided to be a poet instead, dropped out of college, moved to Paris. He thought a poet ought to live in Paris. He didn't write anything while he was there, but he did realize that probably he should go back to college. He said, "It was an incredibly important time. Not much happened, and yet my life began then. I discovered the limits of loneliness." It was on this day in 1899 Sigmund Freud's book, The Interpretation of Dreams, was first published. It came out in a run of 600 copies, and it was not a big success. It took 8 years to sell out. The scientific journals of the day all ignored the book, except for psychology journals, and they gave it bad reviews. In the book, Sigmund Freud argued that dreams represented a way for the unconscious to work out conflicts between the id, the superego, and the ego. The id, driven by the pleasure principle, wanting instant gratification, the ego operating on the reality principle, translating the demands of the id in socially acceptable ways, and the superego, the conscience, which tries to suppress the id. But the id has to express itself somehow, and it does this in dreams. The fact that scientific journals did not notice his writing did not trouble Freud deeply. He said, "I'm a scientist by necessity and not by vocation. I am really by nature an artist, and psychoanalysis has been better understood and applied by writers and artists than by doctors. My books more resemble works of imagination than treatises on pathology." It's the birthday of Will Rogers, born near Aluga, Oklahoma in 1879, star Broadway, and about 70 movies, wrote 6 books, and his newspaper column, Will Rogers Says, reached 40 million readers. It was on this day in 1918, the British poet Wilfred Owen was killed in World War I at the age of 25, just a week before the end of the war. He was trying to get his men across a canal in Belgium, and they were attacked by enemy fire, and he was fatally wounded. And it was on this day in 1922 that a British explorer, Howard Carter, in Egypt, looking for the tombs of royalty, opened a sealed door and walked into a dark chamber and saw shadowy figures of statues and gold, everything in the glint of gold. It was the tomb of King Tut, King Tutankhamun. Here's a poem for today by Harvey Shapiro, entitled Book Group. We read a book ostensibly about the Holocaust, in which 6 million were killed, babies had their skulls bashed against the wall, an entire culture was wiped out, leaving only the vaudeville Jews of America. And the critic in the group says the theme is survival, and everyone cries, "Paradox, paradox." Book Group, a poem by Harvey Shapiro from his collection A Momentary Glory, published by Wesleyan University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute FIT test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.